Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the fire chief with the Jamestown Rural Fire Department, Ben Malding, joining us. And Ben, welcome to our show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Hey, absolutely. We love having our local departments on, our emergency officials on, and especially for causes like this. The ninth annual fishing derby you guys have coming up on February 18th, this Saturday. Huge event for you guys, big fundraiser too. Tell us kind of what it's all about.
Well, it's our ninth year hosting this event. We had a member that brought it up and wanted to get this going, thought it would be a great event organization for us, and it has been. It's turned into a phenomenal event for us as a fire department. It's a great community. The community seems to enjoy it, and it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. So we'd like to thank the community for their involvement and all the support that has happened with it.
Yeah, it seems like the prizes get bigger every year too. It's, I mean, not just the tournament itself, but the prizes too. And there's tons of prizes, over 40 I was seeing on for the raffle coming up. But so this fishing tournament starts February 18th. Are you guys still accepting people to register for this at all, or is that kind of like cut off now?
We've been sold out of tickets for about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Which is awesome.
Yes, that is.
That's a good problem.
Thank you.
Okay, so February 18th, the tournament kicks off. Kind of run us through the day, Ben. How it's expected to go for the people who will come out and participate in it.
Okay, I'd like to back up and start with Friday night.
For sure.
Yeah. We have our rules meeting at the Knights of Columbus, and that starts at 7 o'clock. If you want to come down a little bit earlier, we have some chili and we raffle off some bacons, and we'll have some gun boards and things along that line.
Awesome.
Friday night at the KC's, and that is upstairs again like it was last year. And then getting into Saturday morning, it's an early morning for us. It's an early morning and a long day, but registration or check-in on the ice starts at 9 o'clock out at Smokies, so you can be in line and get on to start at 9 o'clock. The tournament itself does not start till 1 o'clock, and we do a shotgun start at 1. There is no fishing from, if you're on the ice earlier, there is no lines in the water till 1 o'clock.
Got it.
And then that runs from 1 to 4, and we have our weigh station set out in the middle. There'll be a big American flag. It's pretty easy to pick out. It's an enclosed trailer. We got a big huge Jamestown Rural Fire Department sticker on it also. Along those lines, on our Facebook page, if you're out on the ice and you'd like to check on the leaderboard for the fish, we do a photo or a picture with the updated leaderboard. We try to do it every half an hour.
Awesome. So it's a good way that people can, they're not always constantly coming back, hey, am I in the lead or have I lost my lead? They can check the Facebook page through this.
Yes, they can check the weight on the fish. We usually get a lot of fish caught. So if you're wondering how your fish would measure up, if you don't want to drive over or walk over to the weigh station, you can take a look on there. And then the people, helps too if it is a smaller fish, we don't have to put it through the stress, they can release it then.
For sure. Awesome. Again, Ben Malding with the Jamestown Rural Fire Department. The Fishing Derby, ninth annual, February 18th at Pelican Point, Smokies Landing. There's some other information out there too, Ben, with as far as parking goes. You get, the field won't be available this year for that.
Correct. With the warm weather, which is great for us on the ice and everybody out there, but the parking below at Pelican right on the ice will be normal as it has been in the past.
Okay.
If you attended last year, we had the same weather issue with our normal parking lot on top of the hill, and people then had to park on the road on the way in, and that is what's going to happen again this year.
Okay.
Just because of the mud in the field.
So just be aware of that if you're going to be heading out there then this Saturday for that. Fantastic day. Wraps up about 4 o'clock as far as the fishing goes, but the day doesn't end there for you guys.
No. The day is only about half done for us then.
You go right into what you have going on that evening at the Civic Center, right?
Correct. The Civic Center, the doors open at 5 o'clock at the Civic Center. And that we can come down the Shrine Clowns or Shriners are offering food down there for purchase. I believe it's Sloppy Joe's. And then also after that, at the same time, we will do more gun boards, raffles. Okay. We have a silent auction.
Okay.
We have a lot of stuff to...
I mean, too much stuff to name. I mean, we could spend here... We could spend 10 minutes talking about it.
I would like to name a couple of things on silent auction.
Yeah.
We have a Carson Wentz jersey signed, autographed, and we also have a Bison football that was autographed by Carson Wentz.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. And that was donated by Central Sales here south of Jamestown.
Awesome. Wonderful. So some good silent auction items out there as well. We didn't go over some of the raffle prizes you guys have too. Some really big ones this year.
Yes. Like I said, the raffle gets bigger and bigger every year. Right. I mean, we've more than doubled. We probably tripled what we started out as 9 years ago.
Yeah.
But the grand prize this year is a 2016 Chevrolet 4x4 pickup. We have two ice castles, two 8x16 ice castles. One's a Lake of the Woods hybrid and the other one's a black ice.
Wow.
And then to name some of the other prizes, we have a 2016 Harley Davidson we're giving away. Damn. And we also have a Honda Pioneer side-by-side we're giving away.
And that's just the big prizes.
That's just the big prizes. In addition to those, there's 35 more prizes.
Yeah, and so we're not going to name all of those, but there's a lot of places they can find. You know, your flyers have been up all over the community. And you guys are pretty active on that Facebook page and your website, right?
Correct. If you're looking for a place to find more information and find out what all the prizes are and our sponsors, and we'd like to thank all our sponsors again, you can go to jrfd.org or you can follow us on Facebook at Jamestown Rural Fire Department.
Perfect. Again, Ben Malding with the Jamestown Rural Fire Department joining us on Let's Talk. We didn't finish with the concert and everything that's going on later that night. 32 Below playing, and it's free for people who want to come and check it out, right?
Yes, the Civic Center, you do not need a ticket. I repeat, you do not need a ticket. It is free entry down at the Civic Center. After our raffle drawing, 32 Below will be taking the stage for a free concert for everybody. Just kind of a thank you from the Rural Fire Department to the community for coming out and supporting us.
Put on a great show, too. If you've never seen 32 Below, which I'm surprised if anybody's out there who's never seen them before, they put on a fantastic show. So that's going to be taking place after the fishing derby, like Ben said. We've covered pretty much about everything. Like I said, the tickets have been sold out for a while now. So can people come out and spectate if they want to come and watch people on the ice?
They could if they'd like to. Yeah. It's
more like check out the Facebook page if you want to see it. Yeah.
To be in the fishing area,
okay,
and to be part of the tournament, you should have a ticket.
Got it. Okay.
That is
that's the requirement of it.
Right.
Okay. Yep. Perfect. Okay. I just thought I'd ask for that. So
yeah.
Awesome. So it all kicks off Friday with the rules at 7 o'clock at KC Hall, and it kicks off tomorrow 9 o'clock. You can register, get there, and make sure you're signed in, and then 1 o'clock. It's off. Shotgun start.
Right. And at 1 o'clock when the shotgun starts, goes off, you cannot drill any more holes.
Okay.
Once it starts,
you're there.
Okay. Like I said, on our jrfd.org has all the rules. If you go to our webpage, on the top of it, you can click on it. It's right there for the rules.
Awesome. Makes it pretty easy. So 9th annual Pelican Point Smokies Landing, the place to be for the fishing derby. I didn't ask too, Ben, and I should throw it out there. What's the money going to help out the JRFD with? I mean, what do you guys plan to use that for?
In the past, the last big purchase we've made with it is we bought a 3,000-gallon tanker, awesome. Tanker pumper for us. That was a little over $200,000 from fishing money that will be used for that. And we use it for equipment is what it goes to. It goes to us as the fire department for equipment, supplies.
Any thoughts on what you guys are looking for as far as maybe next big purchase or what to use the funds for this year? I know I'm putting you on the spot with that one.
We do have a 3- and 5-year plan, and we do have equipment that is on there up for replacement.
Okay.
Now, we do have a district board, and we are a tax-based, and so before I go into that, I got to talk to them.
Totally. We don't have to go into that. But the big thing, again, the fishing derby coming up, big fundraiser for you guys. So good luck to all the ice anglers out there for sure this weekend.
Yes. Yes. Thank you again for everybody coming out. Once again, be patient with the parking. With this warm weather, it's really kind of taken a toll on where the parking will be. Yeah. If you attended last year, it will be the same exact parking setup as last year.
Okay.
Also, I want to really tell people and really get it out that the Civic Center is free. You don't need a ticket. Come on down. Check us out. Check out 32 Below afterwards.
And enjoy some good food.
Yes. Yes.
That's a big part for me. Awesome. Ben, we appreciate you taking the time and thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you very much.